Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. Now, let's be real. Have you prayed? Have you fasted? Have you moaned? Have you groaned for your physical healing, and it didn't happen? And year after year after year passed, and it didn't happen? My guest knows why. Anyone interested? Yeah. So, you're 19 years old, you wake up one morning, you go to the mirror to shave, and you see a lump the size of an egg coming out of your neck. Now, you had a Catholic background,
yeah.
So you believed the basics of the gospel, but you didn't have what the Messiah said is necessary, and so few don't have this. This is what our Messiah said in the original language. This is eternal life, that you might have experiential knowledge of me.
Yes.
He didn't have experiential knowledge. He had no grid for miracles, so to speak. So what did you do?
When I discovered that lump and was diagnosed with cancer, I did not know what to do. I just felt fear and terror. But something within me caused me to cry out to the God that I heard about. Now, I didn't know him personally, but I heard about him. And so I went to the beach to be alone, and nobody was there. It was a cloudy day. I sat on the beach, and I looked up at the sky to the God out there somewhere. So from my belly, a very simple prayer came, and it consisted of only two words. I said to the God out there somewhere,
Teach me.
And I forgot about that day.
But 3 months later, God did not forget about that day.
He did not.
What happened?
I met a man who I can tell you emphatically, with great confidence, is a true disciple of Jesus Christ. He's a man that was born in South Korea, and I went to him looking for alternative methods of getting well. And I asked him, I said, I told him, I have cancer. And he continued to smile at me, and I thought he must not know English. Because everybody that you tell them you have cancer, they, I'm sorry, but he just smiled at me. Now I know he smiled because he knew that God sent me to him. And when I asked him, what books can I study? What things can I go research? He says, you don't need many books. You only need one book.
One book.
He had been reading when I walked in, and he slid that book across the table, and it was covered with black leather, gilded pages, and I realized it was the Bible. I said something to him like, what does this have to do with me being sick? I'm thinking medical science is here, prayer is far away over there.
And there's always alternative health, too.
That's right. And so when I asked that question, what does the Bible have to do with me being sick? He leaned across the desk, he looked at my eyes, and he said, everything. That started a five-hour Bible study.
You sat there for 5 hours?
For 5 hours. Just said it felt like 5 minutes, but I was there for 5 hours. And the way that he introduced the Bible to me was unique. It's not something I had experienced. He would open it and point it to a verse, and he'd say in his Korean accent, read it. I'd read it. He'd flip the Bible, read it. And we went through this process. He was allowing the Word of God, literally the words of God, to speak to my heart. And I found out that day I had a bigger problem than cancer. I found out that day that I had sin, It was not washed clean, and I was going to hell. So that day, I understood for the first time who God is, who Satan is, and who I was. And I learned that the Messiah offered me payment for all my sin. But more than that, I learned that by removing my sin, opened the gate to experience complete healing, mentally, physically, and spiritually.
What was going on inside of you while he was explaining this?
You know, it's an interesting question because there was a side of me that was filled with expectation. As I was reading the Word of God,
You had no expectation before he started teaching.
I didn't, but the Word of God was so clear to me that day that it was creating the expectation. I was reading about where cancer comes from, the root of sickness. I was reading about how Jesus healed everyone. I was reading a promise that he died on the cross, not just for my sin, but that I would be healed, that he took my pain, he took my sorrow. So the scriptures, not the tradition of man that I had been exposed to my whole life, but the scriptures set my expectation. But he declared to me that day, today, Steve, you will be healed.
Didn't he realize you had cancer, you had some radiation, your body was destroyed by the cancer, your body was destroyed by the radiation? Didn't he know that?
He knew it all. I told him all the details. And I was the kind of person that wanted people to know how bad it was and, you know, what could happen. And none of that mattered. And I understand now why. He cared so little about what the devil was doing, because he was so focused on what God had done through Yeshua on the cross. He was consumed with the love of God and the promise of God and the covenant of God. So he knew that day what had happened was irrelevant. What was about to happen, that was relevant.
What happened?
He took me through the process of saying, well, now that you've given your heart to God, all the promises, not some of them, but all the promises are yes and amen in Jesus immediately. Without any other learning, I just heard the covenanted promise. He stood me up. He laid his hands on my head, which I had never seen before. But he laid his hands on my head and he commanded in the name of Yeshua, Jesus, he commanded the cancer to leave. Said immediately. I had no context, no experience. I didn't know there was Christian television. I never went to a Christian church before like this. But power filled the room and filled my body. I remember wondering what is happening because the power was coming from everywhere. And then a circle of entities appeared around us that now I understand were angels. And he began with such vehemence, with such authority, with such power, he began to command, and I knew from the soles of my feet, power was coming up, and all the evil, all the cancer, all my fears. I didn't just have cancer. I had OCD, I had fears, I had great anxiety, but these things people don't care about as much as cancer. But God does. And that day, I felt all of that, all that which was cursed, separating from my body. When he commanded to go in the name of Jesus, every unclean spirit, everything was broken in a moment. And it departed from my body.
When we come back, many people have a disconnect between the promises of God and the provision of God.
Yes.
It shouldn't be that way. Come on back, and it won't be.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
The supernatural knows no bounds, and now there are no limits to equipping you to receive your supernatural breakthrough anytime, anyplace. ISN, the It's Supernatural online network, offers live streaming of programs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, right on your mobile devices or smart TVs.
I love that I can watch my favorite shows anytime I want.
My workouts are out of the box, and so are my ISN podcasts.
Download the free ISN app today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
So Steve not only got totally healed of all the fear and everything he had, got totally healed of all the cancer that he had, but at that moment, even the bad effects of the radiation disappeared from his body. You have a passion to share that same connection that allowed you to be totally set free for everyone. And it starts with something that people just take for granted.
Mm.
It's called the Bible.
Yes.
Tell me what God has shown you about the Word of God.
Yes, Sid, we don't know the treasure that heaven has entrusted to us when He gave the 66 books of the Bible. The Bible is a most misunderstood, mistaught, misrepresented thing, I believe, in all the Christian faith. Because people say, I believe the Word of God, but they know not truly what it is. So God, over time, began to teach me that the Bible is not the black leather book people think it is, but rather that the Bible contains the very mind, spirit, and word and heartbeat of the Father.
You believe the Bible is alive?
I do. I do. I'm persuaded of it. You know, before there was ever the earth, before there was ever paper, before there was ever leather to bind that paper, God said, before anything else, He said, let there be light. I was studying one day, and the Lord asked me or put on my heart, what language did I speak? There was no Hebrew. There was no Greek. There was no English. There was no Spanish. What God showed me was in 1 John, the Bible says that God is light, and in Him there is no darkness.
All right.
So in Genesis, He said, let there be light. Sid, God began to teach me. When God said, let there be light, He was saying, let there be me there. He was releasing Himself. So the revelation of the book we call the Bible is actually the very release of God Himself from the heavens into the earth realm.
So when Peter walked on water, you say, God showed you something even higher.
Yes.
Explain.
Yes. Peter had an intimacy with Jesus. He didn't have an intimacy with just religious protocol or traditions of men. He was with Jesus. And in the middle of a storm, a scary time, they see Jesus come walking on the water, and they cried out for fear. They never expected Jesus to appear as the supernatural God that He is. And Peter, in his boldness, from his faith, said, Lord, if it's You, command me to come out to You. There's a lot of revelation in this because Peter was saying, bring me under the command of Your voice. Bring me under the power of Your voice. If I come under Your word, I'll enter the realm of glory that Your word is in. And so a lot of people think that Peter was walking on water, but in reality, his prayer was, command me to come. It's very interesting that Jesus explicitly answers Peter exactly according to his prayer, and Jesus says, come. Peter didn't really walk on water. He walked on the command of God given by His word. And that was the key that moved him from a life lived tossed in the boat to walking on top of the circumstances that was beating that boat.
Just that little revelation that he shared, that little nugget that he just shared, you dust off that little black book you got for your bar mitzvah or you got for your confirmation and realize that he has just said that black book is God Himself. And when you value God Himself, your heart cries out to Him and there'll be a connection. In fact, I'm going to have him share a couple more revelations and then pray for you to walk on water, whether it's cancer, heart disease, tumors, anything. God says all of His promises are yes, and so be it. Amen. Be right back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
Call now and get Steve Hannett's powerful brand new book, Unleashing Heaven's Breath, and his three-part audio CD teaching, Glorifying God Through the Miraculous, exclusive for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9452. Through Steve Hannett's powerful brand new book, Unleashing Heaven's Breath, you will understand that the Word of God is supernatural, God-breathed, and heaven-released. Start to receive revelatory downloads from God's Word. Gain supernatural faith and certainty in God's willingness and power to do the impossible. Receive renewed confidence in your understanding of God's will and purpose for your life. Experience the unlimited power and freedom that comes with allowing the Holy Spirit to work through you in a new and dynamic way. Be enabled to more fully release the power of God's Word in your life and ministry. Unlock and activate your ministry to produce miracles, signs, and wonders. Each chapter includes questions for reflection and chapter summary points. Plus, each chapter includes a powerful prayer you can pray to activate what you are learning and help make the supernatural of God real in your life. Steve Hannett will help equip you in his three-part audio CD teaching, Glorifying God Through the Miraculous. You will understand how any believer in Jesus can be healed of anything. You will be equipped to believe and receive the healing power from the Word of God. Understand how to become a person that the devil is afraid of. Learn how to speak the creative power of God's Word right into people's hearts, lives, bodies, and circumstances all around you. At the end of each CD, he prays over you that you will operate in the power of God like never before to produce signs, wonders, and miracles in your life and in the lives of those around you.
There is a supernatural revelation on Steve's material that I have seen in a long, long time. This is your time. The next move is yours.
Don't miss out on getting Steve Hannett's powerful brand new book, Unleashing Heaven's Breath, and his three-part audio CD teaching, Glorifying God Through the Miraculous, exclusive for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9452. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth, It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9452 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Okay, it's wonderful that Steve Hannett had his miracle. It's wonderful that he now knows how to have the disconnect removed and just connect into the power of God. But when he teaches this, so many people have the plugged in for the power of God. Tell me about one member of your congregation that heard your teaching that had a tragedy turned into a blessing.
Yes, we had a husband and wife come to us who were pregnant, and they were very disheartened and filled with fear. They came and they told us that the first ultrasound of their baby revealed all the markers for Down syndrome, for Eagle bowel syndrome, a flat nasal, cysts on the brain, and other abnormalities. The condition of the child, the medical professional said, was so bad, they recommended that they abort the child. They came to us and they shared the news that we had. By the grace of God, we knew it did not matter what the devil was busy doing. We knew what God had already done on the cross through His Son, Yeshua. And we began to teach them the principles and the covenanted promises of God. They took these promises and they began to pray them. They began to take the revelation that the Word of God is creative. It changes things. They went from the revelation that this is a black book to the living Word. They went back to the doctor and they told the doctor, we're going to have the baby. The doctor happened to be an atheist. And with a certain degree of anger, the way they described it to us was that the doctor said, I don't care how much you pray. This is not removing Down syndrome. The woman, praise God, filled with faith, turned to the atheist doctor and said, you don't know my God. It was time to deliver the child. And they were so convinced that the child was going to have these abnormalities, they had special medical personnel around to whisk the baby away.
But what was going on with this couple during that time?
Oh, they were laboring in the word. They told me sometimes it was easy and sometimes it was hard. There was a struggle, but they were praying the importuned prayer. They were praying like Jacob, I won't let go of thee until you bless me. And they prayed that way until the delivery.
Did they believe that perhaps the doctors were correct, that their baby would be Down syndrome?
They knew in the natural that what the doctors were reporting was accurate. But they knew in the spirit that what God Almighty was reporting was accurate. They believed the right voice. And they had the facts that their child was going to be deformed, but they had the truth that God's word was going to rectify it and change it. The day of delivery came. The child was born, and the atheist doctor said, this child is perfect.
Ha!
No ha. Down syndrome, no Echo-Bowel syndrome, no flat nasal. God did a creative miracle, and this little girl runs around our church with curly hair, dancing and praising the Lord, and completely healthy to this day. That's the power of the word of God.
Okay. Speaking of the power of the Word of God, you say, we're not waiting for God. God is waiting for us. I want you to pray right now, but tell me what will happen when you pray. What is going to happen? Will people be healed?
People will be healed, and they will be healed because that's the will and covenant of God. People are praying, maybe you'll give me a little blessing, God. They don't understand their Father nor His goodness. Heaven can't wait. The Father can't wait. The Son can't wait.
I can't wait. You pray.
Amen. Listen, believe with me right now. As I pray, in the name of Jesus Christ, God wants you well. He's a good Father. In the name of Jesus, I speak according to the covenanted work of God through the Messiah on the cross, that by the stripes of Jesus, the Messiah, you will be healed. And I command every sickness. I command every disease. There's somebody with a band of pain around their head. The Lord showed me that pain is going to disappear. There are people with vision problems that right now there's pain behind your eye. It's a bad pain right behind your eyeballs. It's very, very intense. It will leave. In the name of Jesus, I command every sickness, every unclean thing to depart in the name of Jesus Christ, the Messiah. Amen.
You know what I'm reminded of? The word gospel was originally used because a king would have a messenger come from the battle to report what happened in the battle.
Yes.
And guess what the word gospel means? Good news of victory. You cannot lose. You were created to win as long as Jesus is your Messiah and Lord, as long as you believe He died for your sins, as long as you ask Him with the spoken word to live inside of you and forgive you of your sins, then you have the true gospel, the good news of victory. I say victory for you.
Amen.
Steve Hannett experienced a miracle healing from cancer. This earth-shattering struggle helped him discover the ancient keys to unlocking heaven's miraculous power. Now he wants to share with you practical tools you can use to watch every promise and blessing from the Word of God come alive and become breakthrough power for you to overcome every impossibility you are facing. Call now and get Steve Hannett's powerful brand new book, Unleashing Heaven's Breath, and his three-part audio CD teaching, Glorifying God Through the Miraculous, exclusive for 24-hour It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9452.
I'm so excited for people to grab hold of the revelation that is in the book, Unleashing Heaven's Breath. God's power is all around, all the time, waiting to be released, waiting to touch people's lives. We just need to know how to lay hold of that power.
Through Steve Hannett's powerful brand new book, Unleashing Heaven's Breath, you will understand that the Word of God is supernatural, God breathed, and heaven released. Start to receive revelatory downloads from God's Word. Gain supernatural faith and certainty in God's willingness and power to do the impossible. Receive renewed confidence in your understanding of God's will and purpose for your life. Experience the unlimited power and freedom that comes with allowing the Holy Spirit to work through you in a new and dynamic way. Be enabled to more fully release the power of God's Word in your life and ministry. Unlock and activate your ministry to produce miracles, signs, and wonders. Each chapter includes questions for reflection and chapter summary points. Plus, each chapter includes a powerful prayer you can pray to activate what you are learning and help make the supernatural of God real in your life. Steve Hannett will help equip you in his three-part audio CD teaching, Glorifying God Through the Miraculous. You will understand how any believer in Jesus can be healed of anything. You will be equipped to believe and receive the healing power from the Word of God. Understand how to become a person that the devil is afraid of. Learn how to speak the creative power of God's Word right into people's hearts, lives, bodies, and circumstances all around you. At the end of each CD, he prays over you that you will operate in the power of God like never before to produce signs, wonders, and miracles in your life and in the lives of those around you.
There is a supernatural revelation on Steve's material than I have seen in a long, long time that will cause you to fall in love with Jesus like you did at the first time you met him, will cause all the junk of disappointment for not being healed, for not seeing loved ones healed, for seeing loved ones die before their time. This is your time. This is your revelation. The next move is yours.
Don't miss out on getting Steve Hannett's powerful brand new book, Unleashing Heaven's Breath, and his three-part audio CD teaching, Glorifying God Through the Miraculous, exclusive for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9452. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth, It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9452. Or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural. When you put three world-class prophets together, there is a synergy of the Spirit that I'm expecting things to happen that they've never thought of. I'm expecting you to have an amazing encounter with God. Anyone interested in finding out what they see for 2017?
Yeah.